Hey there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we give you information on what your soul wants you to know. And tonight we're going to talk about what does your soul want to know. You know, I had a voicemail I didn't get a chance to call back to Lucita. She wanted to know what the program's subject matter is. And, you know, I got to tell you guys, if I don't have a guest, what happens is I open up the records and the show just flows. So and sometimes I'll get a hit when I'm in my own records to be able to see what's really happening, and they'll tell me what the show is going to be about ahead of time. But a lot of times, and most times, I literally will go into my meditation. I'll open up my own personal Akashic records and the records of the show and move into a place of service for all those who are listening. And then, you know, I talk to Don, and Don, who is the producer from BBS Radio, and it just comes out. And so what is important, one of the things that I know to be very important in this time, we're, you know, like here we are in 2009, and we're 3 years away from 2012. This is a real critical time where we as individual humans that are a part of the collective, that are a part of the galactic consciousness, as well as Earth consciousness, as well as in family consciousness and country consciousness, and then our own individual consciousness, this time is absolutely key for us to be able to really key in and really understand what our soul wants us to know. And so what this year is going to be about for me is really moving deeper into that information, deeper than I've ever moved into before. And as many of you, if you've been listening for a while, know that I've been working with the Akashic Records, I'm going on 12 years now. And in that 12 years, I have done a lot of shifting and a lot of understanding. But it's like any other modality and any other technology that you work with, you have to be ready for the information. You have to be ready for the answers. You have to be willing to open your own heart to yourself. And so this year is my year, and I hope it's your year too, to really move into a deeper and deeper knowledge and a deeper, deeper knowing of what my soul wants me to know. And as I do that, I will also let you folks know about it. I'll get to you in just a minute, caller. I do have a request for the listening audience. Here's what I'm looking for as a couple of different guests. I would like to have on my program, so if you know anybody like this, please have them email me. I'm looking for a really excellent astrologer. I'm interested in a Vedic astrologer as well as the regular, as well as a Kabbalistic astrologer. So I really would love to be able to talk to some folks who have that background, as well as a handwriting analysis. I think that it'd be great to talk to somebody with a handwriting analysis. So if you, in fact, know any of those types of folks, please have them email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's I-N-F-O at akashicwisdom.com. And so that's what's going to be important. I'm looking for those kind of folks to be on the program. Okay, hi, caller. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
It's Joanne, caller from Canada.
Hi, Joanne from Canada. How are you? Oh, we did that already, didn't we? How can I help you?
You know, did you receive the email? I sent you an email.
Did you email me at info at akashicwisdom.com?
Oh, I think I did AOL.
Okay, because just for you, all you folks out there, info@akashicwisdom.com is what I look at right before the show.
Right.
So anyway, can you speak up a little, hon? I can't hardly hear you.
Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, so, I think it's our connection.
Say again?
I said, I think it's our connection, because I know when he put me on, I could barely hear him as well.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very low, but if you could speak up, it'd be better.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, I don't want to shout too much for the other folks, but what's going on, Joanne? Do you want to call me right back?
You know what? Maybe I'll try that. Let me call you back and see if we get a better connection.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Okay, good. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so in the meantime, Joanne calls me back. Joanne is from Canada, and she's a regular listener. And what's important when we're talking about your soul's information, the reason that's so important for the 2012 aspect is because we have a responsibility for all of those of us that are on this planet living and breathing and aware to be able to move into the greatest greatness that we are able to handle. So it's up to us to clear the fear. I was thinking about that today. It's like, where did fear come from? Where did the fear of life come from? Now, I know we can talk about, inner child and what happened to us when we were kids, but it was that been perpetuated over the generations, and what our time now, if we are to move into true peace of light, P-E-A-C-E, L-I-G-H-T, peace of light that we can claim for ourselves. In order to move into that peace, we must be willing to move into living a fear-free existence. Now, that's a tall order. However, when we move into a fear-free existence, we then have the opportunity to receive all that there is for us. And another piece that I have come to in working with this is that I used to say, I am willing to receive all that the universe is willing to give me. And the reality is, I'm taking the word willing out. And I'm saying, from this point forward, I am receiving all the universe is bringing to me. And so that's the most important piece. And when I feel fear, and when I get afraid, and it happens, it's a constant vigil of being aware of your fear and where it is, and then talking yourself down with logic from it. Okay. But when I feel that, I am using the words, I am receiving the abundance and prosperity of the universe. I am receiving the safety and knowing and wisdom of the universe. I am receiving that which I know within me. And that which I know within me is moving up to my consciousness so I may act on that which I know to be my truth. And so if you out there can just use those kinds of words and experiment with them and see how that feels. Those can be very powerful pieces of information. Try that type of consciousness on and see how it feels. And if, I'll get you right in a minute, caller, I just got to finish this thought. If, in fact, there feels like there's a block or you feel like you're lying to yourself, look at that as a way of knowing that that's an area that you need to embrace, move into, and explore. Choose to be fear-free. and try it and see how it feels. And then call me and let's talk about it, shall we? I'd like to hear from you. Okay, Joanne, are you back on the line or is this someone else?
No, it's Joanne.
Okay. Okay, Joanne, so what's going on?
Can you hear me okay or am I still low?
You're still low, but that's okay. I can translate.
Okay. I had a call. Do you need me to spell my name properly for you or?
No, is it on the AOL thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll just jump back on that. But you go ahead. Tell me what your question is.
Yeah, I have two really big questions, and I know you're usually dead on. Every time I've called in, you're always, always very good. But I can't remember how you like me to ask them, so I'll ask it the way I think I'm supposed to.
Sure.
One of the questions was, we're looking at refinancing our house.
Okay.
And I just want to know if that is the right direction for us to go.
Why are you refinancing your house?
Because we've had a really, really, this last about 6 months have been just awful work-wise.
Uh-huh.
So that's one way of keeping ourselves afloat. Or
so you're trying to get, are you trying to get money from it, or are you trying to lower your interest rate?
No, we would get money and clear up debt.
And so then, if you would you then also lower your interest rate?
I'm not even sure. I would hope so.
And the payment, would your payment increase or would it stay the same or decrease?
Well, you know what? It would increase, but in a way it would also decrease because we wouldn't be putting the money out to a whole bunch of different avenues at the same time.
Okay.
It would just go to one area.
Uh-huh. And so you're saying that you would knock out debt and...
Yes, in one way, but increase it in a different way in the long term.
And what's your plan to maintain that?
I don't know. You got some direction?
what's coming forward is that to just refinance without a plan of action so that you don't get in the same debt again.
Right,
Is not you're not helping yourself.
Right, yes, exactly.
So the idea here is if you're refinancing to pay off credit cards, and once those credit cards are paid off, you go out and you get other credit cards, you've not helped yourself.
Right, I agree, yes, yeah.
So the idea here is that if in fact you're refinancing and you have a plan of what you're going to do with the money, the plan
right.
has to be in agreement with both you and your husband, Joanne.
Yeah, it always is.
Well, good. But the idea though is that you have to make sure that the money that you're going to free up. You have to decide what you're either going to save it or what you're going to do with it, or you're going to be able, in other words, like if you're trying to get debt off your back.
Yeah.
That you can't afford.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The idea here is that you have to look at it as a bigger picture. In other words, like how much money are we talking about here?
We're probably looking about $75,000.
So you're going to add $75,000 to your mortgage, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
And how much equity do you have in your home now?
Well, we probably got $100,500, I guess, around there.
And so you're not going to take all of the equity. So if you have $100,500,
mm-hmm.
Are you saying, and what's your mortgage rate now? I mean, how much do you owe?
We owe just under or just at $300,000.
Now, let me, the piece here is to add $75,000 to your already $300,000. So you have a loan of probably... you'll probably be almost like $380,000 if you don't pay
yeah.
the closing costs. Is that right? Is that the same way it is in Canada?
Yeah.
So you're talking about a $380,000 loan.
Yeah.
How much is that going to increase your payment opposed to your credit card payments?
Probably. I think we'd probably save about a couple thousand a month.
Okay.
On payments.
And the other piece is this, based on the market, your real estate market. Again, I don't know what Canada's like, but
Is
your house worth $380,000 now, or is it worth less?
No, it's definitely worth probably more right now. Probably about four. At one time, I'd say pretty close to five, but it's gone down a little, so probably about $450,000.
What
most.
You don't want to do, and again, I'm no financial advisor, and
no,
the record keepers
fine.
Want you to be very they want you to understand that if anything would to happen that would cause
a decrease in
value as or a
yes.
decrease in income.
Yes.
Credit card debt, all right,
okay.
They can't take your house if you don't pay your credit cards.
Oh, I never thought of that.
But they certainly can take your house if you can't afford the payment.
Right, right. Oh, okay, because we are trying to debate whether we should do it or not and just make it through our credit card debt or look at a different way of paying the credit card debt, you know, through different avenues, you know, like there's... You can get people that help you with, you know, when you're over credit kind of thing.
Well, the issue is by eliminating the credit card debt, are you going to really eliminate credit card debt, or are you going to eliminate this credit card debt only to get more?
Yeah, yeah. That's something we really, something
you really
we
need to look
about.
At that
can,
because,
yeah.
because if, in fact, again, what the record keepers are saying is if you're going to eliminate it, only to be able to increase it or say, okay, well, we've paid these credit cards off, and now they want to give us triple what we had before.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get yourself in the same trouble, and so that what you need to look at is how much money do we have in reserve?
Yeah.
God forbid something were to happen, and the record keepers are not saying that that's a possibility, but it's not about being in fear; it's about being in practicality.
Yeah, exactly. It's reality, right?
Yes. And the reality is that, you know, if in fact you were to look at, have you ever listened to Susie Orman at all?
No.
You need to look at, it's SusieOrman.com. It's SusieOrman.com. She's on Oprah Winfrey all the time. She's got her own program. I don't know what kind of TV programming you have in Canada. But the reason, and she's got some books out. And the piece that's important in these economic times, and again, I'm not an expert in any way, shape, or form, and the record keepers are just keeping to say here that it's very important that you understand that, again, they keep saying this, you cannot lose your house because you don't pay your credit cards.
Right, right.
You need to look at how will that increase your payments.
Oh, yeah. I understand that, and that's something we're playing with. We're fighting back and forth, not fighting literally, but our brains are going back and forth. Okay, if we're behind on our credit cards, what's the worst going to happen? They're going to put a freeze on them, and then we've got to clear them up anyhow. But if we put it all in the house, as you're saying, and the market changes, which we might be following the U.S. economy, as
right.
you say, we could be in a real pickle again.
Well, it's not just the U.S. economy, but you have to understand that in the next 5 to 6 years, the whole world... whole world's economy is what I'm hearing now is that it has to do with people shoring up their internal abilities to live fear-free. That's what we were talking about before. And so it's really about what's going to work in my life that's going to allow me to move as in a fear-free way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's something we're looking at, too. Being able to enjoy a little bit more life instead of maxing ourselves out all the time. There's more to life.
Well, no, you have to ask what's the intention and the motivation of maxing yourself out. What are you trying to fill yourself up with?
Nothing.
Well, no. And there was like,
yeah, I know. I agree. You got to go a little bit deeper to see why. it's a habit, right? You know, and it's something we definitely have to look into.
Well, see, but you understand that habit's not going to die.
No.
And it, what's going to happen is you're going to pay the credit cards off, and the issue is because you have free balances, the whole the mentality isn't going to say, well, I've got a free, I'm now clear, so therefore I can buy whatever I want. We're cool.
Right, right.
That's the part that what the record keepers are saying that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, and that's what gets us in trouble, because
yeah.
It's true. We do that. I agree 100%.
So what they're saying is it's really about becoming more responsible before you move into a situation that could get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Like how? So right now, from what the record keepers are saying, for the next 3 months, okay, if you were to act like you were paying that larger amount in your credit, in other words, like if you were to actually pay what the additional would be for your mortgage, like what would the mortgage payment be if you were to refinance, and these credit cards, you may learn something.
Yeah.
And so that extra money you would normally put on, like, to pay the mortgage, put that in the bank and make it a payment.
Right, right. Well, exactly, yeah. That's something we're saying, too. Maybe we should just bite the bullet, work harder, and we may miss some payments, but let's keep the flow, and we've always seemed to figure it out.
If you owe $75,000 worth of credit card debt, depending on what your interest rates are, you need to be able to start putting everything you have into those credit cards to get them eliminated.
Right, right. And I did draw up a plan, and I figured it'd take about 3 years.
Right. And so the idea here is to bite the bullet and not buy anything that's not necessity.
Yeah. Yes. Very good. That is very good. See, I knew you would have the right answer.
Well,
you always do.
Well, the issue is that it has more to do with what do you truly want to accomplish, and what are your patterns that you need to look into that are going to really help you move into a space that's going to help you feel good about you.
Yeah.
Where's the most stress-free living? Because if you can't guarantee that you won't get other credit cards if you pay them off, then that's not the way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree with that. Yeah. You know, I think what happens is it becomes a habit. You know, we make really good money. I have to admit, it's been really terrible for the last 3 months.
Uh-huh.
But when we are flowing normal, we make really good money, and we seem to always put ourselves into debt, and there really is no reason for it. We make amazing money, so.
No, there is a reason for it. There's an underlying belief says that you can't keep money.
Yeah. Childhood, family.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so it's really important that you get clear about what those underlying beliefs are around money before you do anything from a financial basis.
Right. And then how would you do that, Dana?
Well, I would, first of all, I know that you're in Canada and I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, but there's a prosperity marketing workshop that I have that came through from the records that helps people get at their underlying beliefs around money.
Okay.
So there's that, and then the other piece is that you may want to, you know, actually consider working with me privately to help you move to getting at your underlying beliefs around money. Now, I could help you, or you could do it on your own.
Right.
It depends on what your discipline thing is. Is from a life coaching point of view, establishing a different relationship with money is what you really need to do to be able to really move into your own greatness.
Right.
Because what's important for you, Joanne, and everyone else that's listening, is that in order to be able to feel safe and secure, you have to have enough disposable income to be able to allow you to do whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it. You can't do that if you live in fear.
Yeah.
Amen. You are so on.
Yeah, so that's what I would really strongly suggest you consider. So it's either a private program with me, or you get some books that'll help you to get those belief systems and be able to neutralize them, or you work with your own guidance. I mean, there's many, many different ways to do that.
Okay, well, that sounds really, really good, and I think we'll have to look into maybe having some private sessions, because, you know, we can only help ourselves. Someone out of the picture makes things so much clearer, like talking to you tonight really made me think, I've had a feeling not to do it, but, you know, you just keep getting convinced, maybe you should, you know.
Well, and again, you have to look at, am I doing this out of fear of not, it's again, it has to do with what's happening in your body.
Yeah.
How does it feel? How does it really feel in my body?
Does it feel
right? Or does it feel, am I feeling choked? Or am I feeling anxious? Or am I feeling like, yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand that, and I know exactly. The day we talked about it with the person we're dealing with, I was stressed all night. I just didn't feel right about it. But I thought, you know what, it's almost like an easy way to banks, I guess, and the way we look at it, let's throw it on the mortgage. But like you're saying, if time changes,
yeah,
then you owe another $100,000 and the house isn't worth that. Then what do you do?
Well, and the thing is, you don't know what's happening. This is a very precarious time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we have to be able to feel secure in whatever we do. It's like, again, everyone needs to protect what's the roof over their head.
Yeah.
Not out of fear, but out of love of being taken care of.
Right.
And out of gratitude.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. And another thing we've even thought of, maybe we should just sell it all and start from scratch.
Yep. But again, if your market's still good and you can make that money, then you might want to think about doing that.
Yeah, I see. But is that the right direction?
But there is no right direction. What's being said is because the right direction has more to do with what's in alignment and what feels like alignment within you.
Yeah.
Not because somebody else is telling you to do it.
Yes.
What are you going to feel the most free in doing? What action is going to give you the most amount of freedom today, next month, and next year?
What would do that? Probably selling the house, getting rid of all debt, and starting from scratch on the right foot with some counseling.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds like that's something.
And the reality is, if you pull back, and you sell the house and you pay off the debt and you start from scratch, I'm just talking this out with you. It's really about considering that you have, you have nothing binding you.
No, I know. We have nothing to lose, other than we'll have to take our boys with us because they still live with us at home. But
how old are your boys?
Fine. 21 and 23.
No, you don't have to take them with you.
Okay. Very good.
No, Mama Bear. You can ask the baby bears to start supporting themselves.
Yes, I agree. Yes, that's a big thing we need to sit down and start doing with our men.
And if you don't want them to leave, then they need to be starting to pay rent.
Yeah, I agree. They're not very good at that.
No, you're not very good at asking.
No, I know exactly.
And the reality is you can only enable them for so long. You're not doing them any favors by helping them be irresponsible.
Right.
You're not helping them. In fact, you're hurting them.
Yes, I agree. I faced that about a few months back, realizing that I have to figure out how to cut the end and say, okay, guys, time to grow. You know, because I don't want
It's not about, see, what the underlying piece here is what the problem is you think you need an excuse to ask them for money.
Yeah.
You don't need an excuse to ask them for money.
Yeah.
It's not about an excuse. It's about you live here. The right thing to do is this because you're responsible men.
Yeah, I agree. 100%, definitely. Wow, that is so good. You're so good, Dana.
Donna.
I'm sure you've been told that lots.
Yeah, but my name is Donna.
Oh, girl, I always call you Dana.
I know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know everybody's, but it's D-A-H is Da.
Well, why do I always...
I feel real dumb.
That's
now.
Okay.
Donna.
That's okay.
Donna.
Yeah. Very, very good. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, real quick.
Uh-huh. Okay. I've also started my own talk show.
Oh, good.
I emailed you about that and also about doing my spiritual reading. Can you see what that Akashic record says about that?
Well, are you on BBS Radio?
No, actually, I haven't. I started off, it's Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's just something I just felt the urge to do. I've been actually pushed towards that a while ago, and I just never did because I always figured you need lots of experience. And so I'm kind of green getting out there, but, I got to start somewhere.
Well, again, I'm not at all familiar with how that brings business, or because I'm in other words, like I've heard of that, but you know, I have a special I'm rather loyal to BBS. What you're really asking is what's really going on here, Joanne, has more to do with you getting what you're looking for is to create a clientele.
Right, right.
And so the idea here is that it really is going to, your clientele has everything to do with your ability to be able to zero in on what, not what the people want to hear, but what you're really getting from your guides or their guides to tell them.
Yes, yes.
So your ability to work with them has everything to do with you being able to move over and hear the clarity for them.
Right.
And so in
right.
practicing, it would be helpful for you to begin practicing on, well, you've been doing this a while, though, haven't you?
You know, I do it with friends and family and the odd person outside of family when I'm told, hey, try this, you know, go in my, you know, just to read and stuff, but, yeah.
What you may want to do is go to, do you have metaphysical bookstores near you?
You know what, I've got a library.
A library?
On metaphysical, I've got so many.
No, you're missing the point. The whole idea is metaphysical bookstores typically have readers.
Yes. Actually, I thought of that today. There's one that I'm sure I could get no problem and do reading.
And they would, and then if they like what you do, then you have a built-in clientele.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Not that you shouldn't do the radio show. That's not what's being said. What's being said is that work with where you feel comfortable. In other words, like instead of extending yourself out because you feel like you're not sure what you're doing. Which
right.
puts more stress
yep.
on you. Stay within your realm until you're. And it's almost like what they're showing me is circles. It's like once you feel confident to go from your center point out to the first rim of the outside circle, and then the next end of the circle, and then the next end of the circle, rather than causing yourself stress of not knowing what to do.
Right, right. Yes.
So if you feel comfortable with the Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead.
If you feel good about it,
if you feel, but there's other ways of promoting yourself as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, another thing with the Blog Talk is that I can bring other people on.
Yeah.
You know, which is really nice. So you really learn a lot, and for myself, too, I never found anybody to help me in the beginning stages, and a lot of things are confusing, and so that's another reason I did the Blog Talk is just to help other people who are starting to, you know, not feel alone.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the main reason of that one. The reading part is a separate one that I'm working on.
Okay. Well, again, when you're asking, is this the right thing to do, it's not about asking, and again, what the record keepers are saying is, does it feel right to you?
Yeah, yeah, and just be okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel it's right, but I guess I look at other people and think, oh, my God, can I really do this? You know, they've done this for so long. I guess I shouldn't compare is what I guess I'm doing.
No, it has more to do with trusting your information and knowing and loving what you do.
Yeah, yeah. And I do, and some people's friends get offended sometimes when I tell them exactly what I hear, but, you know.
then you need to ask your guidance to be able to bring it to them in a way they can hear it easily, in harmony.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true.
You know, true spirit is not harsh and critical.
No, I agree. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah,
it's it comes from a state of love.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh huh.
Exactly. Very good. Thank you so much, Donna.
Hey, I said your name right.
Say again.
Thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome.
So much. And I will be emailing you, and I'll look into doing some coaching with you as well.
That sounds great.
A good way to start the new year. It's my year, 2009. So.
That's right. And good luck with your show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was great. We talked to Joanne from Canada. So if there's other people who have questions, you need to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And if, in fact, you're interested in the private coaching or an individual consultation, you can give me a call privately at 216-691-1233 when the show is done. Now, this is for an individual consultation. There is still the special for a half an hour for $90, so 30 minutes for $90. That's not involved with the coaching. Coaching is a different curriculum setup. But just for a consultation about what to understand what your soul wants you to know, you can get a consultation with me for $90 for 30 minutes. So if that's of interest, do give me a call. So let's talk a little bit more about what does your soul want you to know. So we were talking before about finances. We were talking with Joanne about her moving forward on her path. What would it take for you to move forward on your path? What would have to happen in your life for you to move forward on your path? And how, in moving forward on your path, would you be serving yourself and others? So those are the questions you want to really look at. The other piece is, in this time, you know, we are in a cleansing time, an economic cleansing time. And what's important, you know, for those people who have jobs, to really look at, first of all, and be grateful that you do have the job, but it's also important that you get clear on what it is you truly want to do. And if it has to do with what you're doing now, great. If it's something that you would like to do that's totally different, then this would be a good time to experiment on your off hours. Okay, we have another caller. Hi, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
My name's Cassie.
Hi, Cat. Is it Kathy?
It's actually like Sassy, only with a T.
Oh, Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Burns, Oregon.
Oh,
I'm
Burns,
a new listener.
Oregon. Okay. I know people in Burns, Oregon.
Yeah.
I know, actually, I think it's Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, it's close to there, yes.
Okay, how can I help you, Tassie?
Well, I have a question for, I'm a little nervous, so.
Okay, sweetheart. It's just you and me. Is your computer on right now?
Just a second, I have to have this, turn the computer down.
Right, because you're going to get an echo.
Yeah, it was making me crazy. Okay, my question is, I feel energies very easily, especially in the land.
Okay.
In people, and kind of right before the new year started, I feel an energy come in to the planet, and I just kind of named it a divine intervention. Because
uh-huh.
That's what I keep hearing when I feel it. And I can feel it in other people, and I'll point it out. I said, do you feel that in your legs? You know, and then they do. But I guess I'm asking if you are aware of any divine energy that's coming into the planet.
So basically what you're asking for is confirmation.
Yes.
Well, you're absolutely right. What's important for you to understand, Kathy, is that we are now in a time of deepening our connection to the divine through awareness.
Okay.
And what you're feeling has to do with a strong feminine energy that is coming not only galactically, but is also being emitted from the planet.
Okay.
And so when you move into the picture they're showing me for you is about getting down onto the earth and putting your ear really on the ground. Do you ever do that?
No.
And it's really about, and what's really important, and what kind of weather do you have there in Burns right now?
Well, at the moment, it's kind of spring-like, but the snow is all melted.
Okay, good. So, and again, hopefully it's not muddy, but if you could get down, even if you were to lay on concrete, okay, so it's somewhat dry, but if you could lay on grass, like on a blanket,
uh-huh.
or even a piece of, I know this sounds crazy, a piece of plastic, that what they're saying is it's about, I mean, it'd be great if you could just lay flat on the ground without anything between you.
And I can do that. I love the ground.
No. I'm saying unless it would be cold or muddy, that I was just trying to protect your clothes.
Aw.
That's all. So, but the idea here is they're showing me you actually getting down on the ground and putting your left ear to the ground.
Okay.
And have your hands out to the side. In other words, like shoulder, like with your hands, like right above your head. It's almost like if you were giving the ground a hug.
Okay.
You know, but your hands flat on the ground.
Okay.
And as you, and what they're showing me is, and anyone else who wants to do this, no matter where you're at, this is a way of getting in touch with the divine energy of the earth. It's about moving onto your knees, and with the intention of, it's like, so the intention is, I'm choosing to listen to the heartbeat of the planet.
That feels good, yeah.
And now you can actually feel this in your body now is what I'm hearing.
Uh-huh.
I'm choosing to listen to the longing and the desires of Mother Earth.
Well, that feels good.
And I'm choosing to extend my love from my heart and my being into the planet, to the core of the earth. So I may merge with the divine energy that is here. And by doing this, you actually create a connection that helps you even become more aware of your connection with the earth.
Okay.
Now, what's also important is that there is strong Native American ancestry within you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that ancestry, it's almost like it's calling out for you to move into the truth of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
I feel my cells responding as you speak.
Say again?
Cells feel like they're responding as you speak.
Right. Now, what I'm hearing, and I'm not sure if this is your name or if this is a name that you were in a past life or if you were to connect with this person. I don't know what this, I'm not, I'm just telling you, there's White Buffalo Woman.
Okay.
And it's, I see, it seems to be a guide of yours.
Okay.
That there's something about White Buffalo Woman that would be very important for you to connect with. You
okay.
may even want to Google that on the internet.
Yeah, I thought that just right before you said it.
Yeah, and there's a familiarity there. And so the issue here has to do with you stepping into your power as a healer, Tassie.
Okay.
Now, when the record keepers are saying step into your power as a healer, it's really important that you understand that you're not stepping in to fix anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're stepping in to support them and hold the energy for them to heal themselves with the divine.
Okay, I understand that totally.
And yes, and that's the reason that's very important is because it's really about not only you, but anybody else who's listening that is looking to be a healer. It's really important that you understand, as well as anyone listening, that it's not about feeling guilty if somebody doesn't get quote-unquote healed if they see you. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And as it's been said before, there are many people who are healed but not cured
okay.
through the efforts of a healer.
Okay.
And so the divine intervention that you're also feeling has to do with every individual and their heart's desire. It's almost like what I'm hearing is their heart is aching for that feminine energy, that divine energy, to really be able to touch it, to make it palpable, to be able to really be able to connect with it. There's this longing for that humans have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about us being open and receiving not only the love of the planet, but the love of the divine, and deepening our own personal connection with the divine. In fact, I'm actually working on an e-book that's probably going to be published in about 2 months, called Deepening Your Connection with the Divine.
When you were talking about feeling that energy in the earth, to me it feels like it makes a complete circle. It's like I can feel it coming from out in the galaxy, and I can feel it from the earth, but I never thought about, I mean, laying on the earth, it's like it'll, you know what I mean? Kind of, I don't know, I just see a complete circle with that. So I think
right.
that's really neat.
Yeah, and that's what's coming forward to help you.
Yeah.
You can also, and if it gets cold and it gets snowy and you can't do that, you can also have that same sensation by hugging a really good tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because that the tree's energy goes right to the core of the planet.
Okay. To the core of the earth?
Core of the earth, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not talking about little saplings, because they're still got to grow, but I'm talking about a good tree that if you put your arms around it, it's like hugging a person, a big person.
Okay.
Well, the reason why that's important is because that tree, a tree that is large enough for you to hug, like just about put your arms around, has
mm-hmm.
been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it has ancient energy there.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to look at. Because that energy goes deep into the core.
Cool. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that was helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Well, have you listened to the program before?
I have one time. I just found it, so it's new, but I love it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for listening, and tell your friends.
I will.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
You have a good one. Bye-bye. And so this is all information that's coming for you, for all of us. Each caller that calls in has a question that brings forth a message for each one of you listeners. And those questions are the way that your soul gets its information. So each question is a message to your soul, from your soul to you. Because that's what working with the Akashic Records are all about. That's what I do. I teach people how to access their soul's information so that they are able to expand their own knowing. And some people receive the information with words, and some people feel the information with feeling, and some people feel the information strictly with energy that has no words to it, but is such a high level of energy, they're shifting constantly within their body. And for those people who don't receive words but just receive energy, it's really about moving in to the trust of the knowing of who you are and knowing that you're receiving what you need. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you, Donna?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Selena.
Hi, Selena. Where are you calling from?
I'm also calling from Burns, Oregon.
Oh, great. We have a contingency out there, huh?
Yeah, and Tassie and I are friends, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Is it S-E-L-E-N-A?
S-E-L-E-N-E.
And E-N-E, oh, Celine.
No, it's Selena. My name is spelled kind of like yours. It gets mispronounced a lot.
Oh, no, I have a niece that's called, her name is Selena,
uh-huh.
And it's with an A at the end. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can I help you tonight, Selena?
Okay, I'll try to, I'm just shaky, and I usually don't get nervous about these kinds of things. I am a rapid eye technician, and that's a form of healing.
Okay, so explain to the listeners what a rapid eye healing person is.
Okay, rapid eye technology, what it does is it induces the rapid eye movement of our sleep in a conscious state.
Okay.
And in doing that, the REM mode of our sleep is actually the way that the body processes everything that we've experienced throughout the day. And it knows how to categorize it, and it gets rid of any extra stuff that we may not need.
And how do you do that?
How do we do that?
Yeah.
We use what's called an eye-directing device. The client mostly does a lot of blinking.
Okay.
And while I move the eye-directing device, it actually catches the light. It puts the brain in an alpha state,
oh.
And we use a script, and the scripts will help trigger responses within the body that have a negative impact on our lives. And so it will trigger, you know, traumas and different things that we've stored that are negative, and it helps to bring those emotions to the surface so that we can release them from the body and live a more abundant life.
And so it's called Rapid Eye?
Rapid Eye Technology.
Okay, great. Okay.
So I feel very strongly about doing this. I keep getting drawn to different things that bring balance to the body. I even put on a holistic health fair here in my town. And
okay.
It's been very successful. At the current time, my husband and I have a screen printing and embroidery business, which we really enjoy doing together. But I keep feeling drawn that I've got something more important to be doing in the world. And so I feel kind of torn. I know that the business that we're doing, my husband and I, that's what's bringing the money in. But deep down inside, I really want to be doing the other. I want to be doing, you know, the rapid eye technology. It isn't bringing the money in. I'm working on building a clientele, and sometimes I almost feel like I'm self-sabotaging myself. I've put myself in a business, and I don't know if I'm in the wrong, you know, type. It's in a salon, but it's totally private and confidential, but I don't know if that's the right environment, if I need to be
in a beauty salon
where it's more medical.
Is it like a beauty salon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Thank you.
and here's our challenge, because I really want to help you. I'm going to give you some really quick answers because it's 5 to 12.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to sign out shortly. Here's what, and again, it would really serve you to do a private consultation with me on this, because there's some underlying beliefs that you're holding
that's stopping
your success.
Yeah.
And part of it has to do with a loyalty you have to your husband.
Okay.
But it also has to do with the fear of being wrong.
The fear of what?
Being wrong.
Okay.
W-R-O-N-G, fear of being wrong.
Uh-huh. You are so on.
Okay. Yeah, and so there's some underlying beliefs that need to go bye-bye.
Okay.
And that you need to be aware of,
mm-hmm.
so that you can when those beliefs show up, you can say, "Oh, I know what this is."
Mm-hmm.
And by that awareness, you can move into it, because, quite frankly, what you're doing is a very important work. And what I'm hearing is you don't have any competition.
Not really. There is another technician in town, but. What it is a lot of it is the economy.
Yeah.
And,
but that's because people don't understand the benefit.
People are ready to see where they're putting their money.
No. It's not the economy.
Okay.
No. Don't use that as an excuse.
Okay.
The reality is people don't understand the benefit of what you do.
That is so true.
Okay. And so it's got nothing to do with the economy, because if people understood what the benefit of what you did,
mm-hmm.
then they would actually spend the money, because it would help them not only on a daily basis, but a weekly basis.
I completely agree.
So what you need to look into is about teaching.
Okay.
So, and I have to go.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I mean, but this is, it's a fascinating thing. I so hope you call me separately.
Okay.
Because I have to end the program like 5:00.
Okay.
But,
and then, so how do I call you?
Okay, so my telephone number is 216.
216.
691-1233. I'm on Eastern Time Zone.
Okay.
And if you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
AKASHICWISDOM.
Okay.
.com. And then I'll just return your email with information about the consultation. But call me, and then I can talk to you a little bit about what benefits you may receive from this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I would love to talk to you, Tess. You've got a great talent there, because you go deeper than just what the typical technology of whatever this is that you say you do.
Oh,
good. You're deeper than this.
Okay.
So you're offering more than what you realize.
Well, no, actually, I know I'm more than what I realize. That's why I'm so frustrated.
Exactly. But it has to do with how you're marketing it. It has to do with the benefit statement. It has to do with your belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with what you're holding. There's a conflict between what you think is possible,
mm-hmm.
and what you're afraid is possible.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. I already know all this stuff.
Okay. All right, kiddo.
Okay, thank you.
Keep listening. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, dear.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am just so happy to talk to you. This just fills my heart to be with you every week. We do have to close the show. So I want you to look for miracles this week, and I want you to really move into receiving, and I want you to really move into what your soul wants you to know. And if you need help with that, call me. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show, Internet Radio Show, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the show are now closed. Amen. Have a great week, guys. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.